KBLA 1580 Santa Monica.
I'm Ree Harris, and here's the latest from the Black Information Network. Not everyone will qualify for the monkeypox vaccine. Despite everyone being able to contract the virus, the CDC is recommending only people exposed or most at risk get the vaccine. And COVID cases continue to rise. Ohio University is reinstating its indoor mask mandate. The mandate on campus will go into effect this Monday. African-American Dr. Tayson Bell urges everyone to be safe.
Each time you get reinfected, that's another chance for the virus to cause lots of different problems.
African-American actor Will Smith is trending on social media, addressing his Chris Rock slap at this year's Academy Awards.
My behavior was unacceptable.
Smith said it was all fuzzy and said he has reached out to Rock, who sent a message back saying he would reach out when he's ready. And that's the latest. I'm Ree Harris from your 24/7 news source, the Black Information Network.
Joe Buck and John Smoltz welcoming you back to the City Center Convenience Mart.
Uh-oh.
She's looking at the cigarettes, but she just grabs the gum off the counter. Stand Up to Cancer and Rally want you to reduce your risk for cancer. Go to takeahealthystand.org.
This is a rather bold pronouncement, but we think we can back it up.
Back it up.
Better believe it, bro.
If you come across a radio frequency anywhere putting more variety and more diversity on the air than KBLA Talk 1580, we sure would like to hear about your discovery.
You got to have vision.
You can search. We are confident that you won't find more shows covering more topics, hosted by a more diverse and inclusive lineup of talkers than the squad we have assembled here at KBLA Talk 1580.
This is the time, brothers. This is the time.
We've got something for everybody.
That's right.
Health and healing, history and humor, issues and events, empowerment and entertainment, all in one station.
What's really going on?
Free enterprise, you dig?
KBLA Talk 1580.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We got a lot to talk about.
King Kong ain't got on me, on me, on me.
The views and opinions expressed and resources shared on this program are strictly informational and should not be substituted for medical advice or evaluation.
I told you I don't need to talk to nobody.
My daughter's losing weight. She sleeps all the time and has terrible moods.
My drinking ain't the problem. You nagging me is the problem.
Problems and pressure are at the backdrop of everyday life, impacting our physical, mental, and spiritual health. But where are the solutions? And who is concerned about the family? The Urban Family. Presenting Urban Family Focus, hosted by Reverend Gerald Smith, here on KBLA Talk 1580.
Good morning, KBLA Talk 1580 family. This is Reverend Gerald, life coach and addiction counselor, and you are listening to Urban Family Focus. We're that program that talks about the subjects that don't get talked about quite enough within Black households. Things like addiction, mental illness, health and wellness, conflict resolution, financial literacy, and even grief. If it affects the Urban Family, we bring attention to it and provide resources and answers to your questions about it. When I wake up in the morning, I ask myself the question, what can I do to help myself and others live their best life? Speaking of living their best life, Sister Nowheelie, our own Leimert Park Sister Nowheelie's word for this week is, the world is changed by your example, not your opinion. That's right, by your example, not your opinion. Our goal here is to make sure all of you who get up early on Saturday morning with us catch that worm. That worm is wisdom, opportunity, resources, and motivation. So I need you to tell all your friends to download that KBLA 1580 app so they can listen anytime and anywhere. We've got a lot to talk about here on KBLA Talk 1580. And this morning, we're having a conversation about how good women end up in prison. Our guest is Martin Luther King Jr. Drum Major Award-winning author Yvonne Medley. Yvonne was a writer for The Washington Times, The Washington Post, and People magazine. Yvonne has a novel, God is Worshiping Shoes in Juby Stone, which Saved by the Vine, were traditional and Saved by the Vine, I should say, were traditionally published. Her novella, The Prison Plumline, was adopted for stage and optioned. Prison Plum Line is now a lyrical drama that was performed in Maryland, Washington, and D.C., and for others behind bars. She is the creator of Literary Therapy and a New York Writers Lab screenplay finalist for the Big Apple Film Festival quarterfinalist for her screenplay that was co-written with Karen Bartle, The Number Hole, which is in part about her life growing up in Harlem. Yvonne Medley, welcome to Urban Family Focus.
Yes, hi there, how are you?
I'm good this morning, how are you feeling?
I'm doing fine. I'm thankful and I'm honored by this opportunity to share. And I'm just on top of the world right this minute.
And you're doing great work. I had an opportunity. We're going to talk a lot about your writing and particularly the Prison Plum Line this morning. And I had an opportunity to peruse the book. But I'd like for you to start by telling everybody how you became involved in helping women in the prison system.
Okay. Well, first off, I do want to say that both my husband, Robert Medley, and I, we've been involved in prison ministry and prison programs for about 30 years now. And I got started. I don't know why my husband got started. I got started following behind him.
Okay.
In our church, they said, well, we're starting a prison ministry, and I don't know what touched his heart about that, but he joined, and I watched him come home from those sessions just uplifted and unable to really express and feeling grateful, and I kept asking him and quizzing him, well, what's going on? Well, what do they do in there? Because I had the overview that many people have, that it's a dark and dingy place, that it's full of monsters, mm-hmm. and you don't want to have anything to do with them. And so, jokingly, my grandmama taught me, if your husband comes home happy and he can't explain why, investigate. And I said, well,
So you had to look into
that. I better do that. Yeah, I had to look in. Mm-hmm. And I joined. And then I understood.
Well, you know, the prison ministry is something that I have not yet been able to get involved in, but I have several colleagues who do, and they all tell me the mm-hmm. same story about how rewarding it is. And it reminds us mm-hmm. of the fact that, you know, there's a thin line between those of us who are out here roaming around free and those of us who, for reasons of their own mm-hmm. or not reasons of their own, are behind bars in the prison system.
That's right. That's right. When the prison plumb line... I was moved to write it because of the ladies I was experiencing. And then when it was adapted for the stage, I came up with one of the first lessons I received while conducting Bible studies and such, and writing workshops behind bars. And it's easier to go to jail than you think.
Mm.
And that was one of the first lessons I learned. Sometimes the difference between those who are incarcerated and you and I is that we didn't get caught.
Absolutely. And we're going to talk a lot more about that when we come forward here on KBLA Talk 1580. We're having a conversation with Yvonne Medley, and it's about how good women end up in prison.
Healthy lives, healthy home, and a healthy community. More of Urban Family Focus with Gerald Smith when we come forward on KBLA Talk 1580.
The Los Angeles Urban League helps African American and others in underserved communities achieve true social parity, economic self-reliance, and civil rights. For over 100 years, Los Angeles Urban League has ensured our communities have access to careers with living wages, opportunities to start and grow businesses, and clear pathways to personal and professional growth. Programs like BizCamp, Construction Career Academy, BAW Business Ready, and BWARP. The Black Wealth Attainment and Retention Program are examples of the ongoing events designed to make our centennial mission to rebuild Black Wall Street right here in LA a reality. To sign up for our newsletter or to support the Los Angeles Urban League with your time, talent, and donations, visit laul.org. That's laul.org. The Los Angeles Urban League is a proud sponsor of Urban Family Focus Saturdays at 7 a.m. on KBLA Talk 1580.
If your family depends on your income and something happened to you, what would happen to them? You need life insurance, and SelectQuote can help you get it at a price you can afford.
SelectQuote found Jacob, 40, who's in excellent health, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $19 a month.
Not in perfect health? Don't worry.
SelectQuote found Tanya, 40, who has type 2 diabetes, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $32 a month.
We shop companies like Protective, Prudential, American General, and others to find you the company with the best rates. Give your family the security they need at a price you can afford.
For your free quote, call 1-800-881-4747. That's 1-800-881-4747. Or go to SelectQuote.com. That's 1-800-881-4747.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policies at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate. I'm a speed bump. Did you hear what I said? I'm a speed bump. And if you have cut-rate car insurance, the cost to reattach your muffler could really be a bump in the road. So switch to Allstate, save money, and be better protected from mayhem, like me.
Based on coverage and limits selected, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. In most states, prices vary based on how you buy. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Now, local businesses can get closer to every customer in their city with fast, affordable shipping. Introducing USPS Connect Local. You want speed? We deliver same or next day. You want savings? We give you supplies at a flat rate. You want less legwork? We do free pickups. Move your local business forward with the United States Postal Service. Let's connect at usps.connect.com/local. Specific markets, restrictions apply. Same day or next day delivery expected, but not guaranteed with entry close to final destination.
This is Urban Family Focus with Gerald Smith.
Gerald Smith.
A spiritual and scientific evidence-based self-help program on KBLA Talk 1580.
Welcome back to Urban Family Focus. I'm Reverend Gerald, life coach and addiction counselor. And this morning we're talking with Yvonne Medley, who's an author as well as a writer. And she wrote a book called The Prison Plumb Line that we're going to delve into a little bit this morning. But Yvonne, before we move forward with those announcements, you mentioned how, you know, a lot of us are not in prison simply because we didn't get caught. And that reminded me that, you know, growing up in Los Angeles, and I think you grew up in Harlem, you know, but back in the 50s and 60s when I grew up, you know, I went towards that militant point of view. You know, I was inspired not just by Martin Luther King, but Malcolm X and Huey P. Newton and all those brothers who were out there fighting for the cause. And in doing so, as you know, marijuana that's legal here in California and a lot of places around the country wasn't legal back then.
That's right.
But it was associated, you know, with the militant movement. So I saw all the brothers, you know, hitting the joints. So I, you know, hit a few myself in those days. And as time went on, we became more acquainted with the program. And there's a story, I don't like to tell it, but, you know, when you're in the ministry, you say your life's supposed to be an open book. You got to, you know, tell it all.
Yeah.
but I know one day I was riding down the street with a friend of mine, and we had one of those El Camino trucks, you know, with the top on the back, and that truck was full of marijuana. And he rolled through a red light, and the police turned the lights on behind us, and my whole life flashed in front of me. I mean, I thought about my mama and how she was going to feel, and I was going to be a disgrace to my family. And I mean, I never been so afraid in all my life. And the officer rolled up and told us we had ran a red light and was very polite and wrote us a ticket and told us to go on about our way. So I was that close. I would still probably be in jail to this day if he had taken the approach of opening up the back of that El Camino. So, you know, most people know me and they know I'm a decent person and I do everything I can to do the best I can to help our society and our community. But I was that close. So you're right. It's a thin line between being out and being in.
That's right. And, I'm giggling a little bit at the story because I have my own story of something like that as well. But it is, you can get caught or caught up. And once you're in the system, it's very hard to get out and overcome. And so one of the lessons that we should learn is compassion.
Mm-hmm.
Compassion for those who are incarcerated, for those who are involved, connected to the penal system. And so that if you are in a position to give someone housing, if you're in a position to employ someone or just hire them to do something,
mm-hmm.
I have, excuse me, for 15 years now, excuse me, and counting, I have a nonprofit that's dedicated to encouraging and uplifting those who wish to write, and the Life Journeys Writers Guild. A former inmate, a returning citizen, created my logo, and I paid him well for it.
Right.
He was an awesome, he still is, an awesome artist. You know, so get off your high horse, and if you can help, help. If you can do nothing else, which is very good, though, pray, mm-hmm. pray for them.
Well, you
we
know,
need compassion.
Speaking of artists, there have been a lot of great artists and poets and writers, people who've invented some of the things that help us live the quality of life that we live today, who did those things
yes.
while they were in prison. So there's a lot of talent there in and outside of prison. But I want to talk about yes. the book, but before mm-hmm. we delve into it, what hit me mm-hmm. was the title, The Prison Plumb Line. And I just want you to elaborate a little bit on why The Plumb Line and why you chose that title for this particular novel.
Oh, okay. Well, The Plumb Line is a, excuse me, it's morning.
Mm-hmm.
The Plumb Line is a builder's tool that I had never heard of because I'm not a builder.
Mm-hmm.
I know not about construction.
Right.
But what hit me was the everything that I write leads off with a scripture.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter how edgy it might end up being.
Right.
It starts off with that. And the scripture in Amos, chapter 7, verse 8, mentions the plumb line And in that version, it says, "And the Lord said unto me, Amos, what seest thou? And I said, a plumb line. Then said the Lord, behold, I will set a plumb line in the midst of my people Israel. I will not again pass by them anymore."
Mm-hmm.
So you can do some study on that.
I do have a comment about it.
Oh, right now.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I do. You know, when I saw that scripture on the dedication page in that book, you know I had to go do a little work, right?
All right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and you're absolutely right about that plumb line.
Yes. So that's where the title comes from. That's what inspired me. The prison plumb line is based on 5, and I'll say maybe 6,
mm-hmm.
of real female inmates who at the point of their incarceration, they were sure their life was over.
Mm-hmm.
They had lost all hope, and they just wanted to just die. They were dying in their spirit, and they were waiting to die in the physical. And I watched them, I watched hope
mm-hmm.
seep back into their bodies. And it taught me that faith and hope can happen anywhere. And I'm asking everyone, I'm begging everyone not to lose hope. I don't care what your situation is. Hold on. If you have nothing else to hold on but that, hold on to your hope and your faith that you're alive and that it's not over for you.
It is not over.
And so I that's right. And they and the other thing is these ladies had talent.
Mm.
And they were so depressed and despondent that their lives had spiraled down. So far that they'd forgotten. They didn't know what they could do well. They'd forgotten about what talents they had. And it's my job, it was my job that through God to bring that back to the forefront. What is it that you love to do? What's your passion? What do you have a real talent for? Bring that back up.
Bring that back up. And that getting back to that plumb line, it's something like you say the contractors use to determine, you know, if something is vertical, if it's upright. And that plumb line can help these young ladies determine that about themselves, but can also help us determine a new attitude about them. You know, that in order to justify everything, you know, and like you, you know, I do delve into scripture quite often and I realize that the writer of that verse, Amos, you know, Amos was a shepherd, you know, and he was the one who bears burdens for other people. And in that message, I believe what I got from the message, because when I saw it, I did look into it a little bit, is that he's helping the natural man gain spiritual understanding. And that's what this book does. It helps us see a new vision for ourselves and a new vision for those prison inmates. You know, because when we can see ourselves and others as God sees us without judgment, and that's the key to this thing, is to look at people without judgment. Don't think because they might have served a little time or they had some misfortune that they're less than and that they can't contribute not just to society, but contribute to helping you in your life. And that's what I got from it, you know, realizing that plumb line is what allows us to see a higher character in individuals. Because as I heard somebody that I'm talking to say the other day, we are them and they are us. you remember telling me that? So your book, you know, focuses on women, you know, these five women, but the principles therein apply to men as well. You know, so how do we stop good people from making bad choices? That's my first question for you.
Yes, for me is I what I used to tell the ladies, and I not only minister to the ladies, but also to men and also to juveniles. And I said that here's the thing where I don't know what the legal term is, the rap sheet, the whatever it is that brought you to jail, that is not the thing that really brought you to jail. There was some point in your life where you started to spiral down there. So I want you to dig down and figure out the point when you started to think lesser than yourself. You know, that was the journey. When you started to say, okay, well, you started to put Skippy, Ray Ray, and Junebug in them above your needs, above you. And started doing slippery slope, because most women, they end up in jail for drugs, but for hurting themselves, for drugs or helping their significant others and dipping down low. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yep.
And that's the point. That's where you need to investigate. So when you feel yourself going against your morals, what you think, what you're bending your own rules, watch out.
Well, you know, in counseling, we have different methods that we use to relate to, and some of them relate to any subject. And one that I've come to use a lot is what I call the pecking order. And that pecking order for me is your personal relationship with God always has to be number one. And that makes you number one. That puts your needs, your desires, your wants ahead of everyone else's, as long as they are in line with a wholesome life that the Father wants us to live. So that's always right. Number one. And then if you are married, as you and I are, then that relationship with your spouse assumes that number two position. And then your children and immediate family, three, you know, your friends and close relations come in there somewhere. And then whatever you do to sustain yourself, your vocation, falls at number five. Now, this list can go on and on and on and on, but that's just what I focus on as the top five. And based on what you just shared with us, women, men, a lot of times we get in trouble helping or hanging out with someone else. And what we get convicted for wasn't our idea. It was us being a part of somebody else's idea. So we have to check ourselves and say, wait a minute. am I doing this because of me? Am I doing this just to be part of the group, if you will?
Yes, yes. There's an analogy I use. I said when you're in a pool or it's a pool. If you're in a pool and the community pool or whatever, and you go down into the water. So that is not your underwater is not your natural habitat. Mm-hmm. That's not where you're supposed to live. Imagine that's all the folk that you should not be around. Imagine that. And they're not monsters either. They love you.
Right.
They love what they're doing. They love you to join, for you to join in. They want you there. Y'all having a good old time. And then you go, well, wait a minute, I'm starting to suffocate here. And you start to pull yourself up. When anyone pulls themselves up, starts to climb those stairs, you feel heavy because they're trying to drag you back in.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a struggle for you to lift yourself back up out of the water into your natural habitat where you can breathe. You feeling me?
I'm feeling you. I'm feeling you.
You know what I'm saying? And that's what it's, so it's a little bit of a struggle. Mm-hmm. Recognize the struggle, give it its respect, but keep moving and start knowing who you really are and your talents that you have.
And understanding that whatever circumstance you find yourself in, you can, mm-hmm. you can, as you said earlier, you can give up, you can take, you can become hopeless, you can become mm-hmm. not wanting to move forward, or you can use mm-hmm. that circumstance to grow through. And mm-hmm. to strengthen your faith and to put you in a position to overcome, because once we overcome something, you know, we have a lot mm-hmm. more moxie. You know, we feel a little better about ourselves. It's, you know, and that's mm-hmm. one of the things that we try to encourage people not to do, is to get down on ourselves, because as you and I both stated yep. earlier, the difference between us and them is mm-hmm. a choice at the wrong time in the wrong place. Not that they're any less than us, not that they don't have talents that we have. Some of them have a whole lot of education and they're behind yeah. bars because they were in a room full of doctors and lawyers and Indian chiefs. And because the room they were in might have been located in a black neighborhood, they kicked the door down, where if those same doctors, lawyers, and Indian chiefs were
That's
living
right.
on the other end of town, they party all night and all day, and the police never knock on that door.
That's right. Or they pat them on their heads. And just let me say, what you have been through mm-hmm. is your X-ray vision.
Right.
It teaches you how to behave, you know, in other situations. It's your strength. Mm-hmm. Don't be ashamed of what you've been through. Learn from it. And then learn how to use it. Use it to, you flip that script. Use it to your advantage. But just let me say that, there are statistics out there from the 2020 census that says that though many more men are in prison than women, the rate of growth of female imprisonment has been twice as high than that since 1980.
Hmm.
And the largest amount of women who are connected to the penal system are still connected by probation. So it's real out there.
Yvonne, we're going to touch on that penal system when we come forward here on KBLA Talk 1580. We're talking to Yvonne Metley, writer of The Prison Plumb Line. Join us by calling 800-920-1580. That's 800-920-1580. I'm Reverend Gerald. You're listening to Urban Family Focus.
More of KBLA Talk 1580's all-new weekend lineup when we come forward.
I'm Ray Harris, and here's the latest from the Black Information Network. Somebody out there has a big ticket. One Ticket in Illinois claimed the second largest Mega Millions jackpot of an estimated $1.28 billion. Friday night's winning numbers were 13, 36, 45, 57, 67, and the Mega Ball of 14. Mega Millions tickets are sold in 45 states, Washington, D.C., and the U.S. Virgin Islands. New York City and San Francisco, California are well known for high rent. The title now goes to Jersey City, New Jersey, located right across the Hudson River from Manhattan. Rent there now averages $5,500. And Hershey is warning of a possible Halloween candy shortage. The candy company says global supply chain issues are to blame. And that's the latest. I'm Ree Harris from your 24/7 news source, the Black Information Network, and BINnews.com.
Joe Buck and John Smoltz welcoming you back to the City Center Convenience Mart.
Uh-oh.
She's looking at the cigarettes, but she just grabs the gum off the counter. Stand Up to Cancer and Rally want you to reduce your risk for cancer. Go to TakeAHealthyStand.org.
This is a rather bold pronouncement, but we think we can back it up.
Back it up.
Better believe it, bro.
If you come across a radio frequency anywhere putting more variety and more diversity on the air than KBLA Talk 1580, we sure would like to hear about your discovery.
You got to have vision.
You can search. We are confident that you won't find more shows covering more topics, hosted by a more diverse and inclusive lineup of talkers than the squad we have assembled here at KBLA Talk 1580.
This is the time, brothers. This is the time.
We've got something for everybody.
That's right.
Health and healing, history and humor, issues and events, empowerment and entertainment, all in one station.
What's really going on?
Free enterprise, you dig?
KBLA Talk 1580.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We got a lot to talk about.
King Kong ain't got on me, on me, on me, on me.
KBLA Talk 1580. We've got a lot to talk about.
KBLA Talk 1580 joins you in standing for human rights. The Los Angeles Civil, Human Rights and Equity Department, or LA Civil Rights for short, is focused on reducing bias and injustices while leveling the playing field. LA Civil Rights does this through equity and empowerment. The Office of Racial Equity, Hate Prevention, Upward Mobility Programming, and Youth Programming. They convene commissions and advisory councils. The Civil, Human Rights, and Equity Department of the City of Los Angeles is led by founding executive director Capri Maddox and is breaking new ground for municipal governance. LA Civil Rights oversees citywide initiatives, including the Renew Program, LA Repair Program, and the LA for All campaign. The LA Civil Rights Department believes that the goals of equity and inclusion for all people can be achieved through hard work and collective action. To get involved and be part of the solution, report a civil rights violation, or get more information, visit civilandhumanrights.lacity.org. That's civilandhumanrights.lacity.org or call 213-978-1845. This is a community call to action from KBLA Talk 1580.
Welcome to Allstate, where saving on your auto insurance is kind of like a joyride. You, your car, and an open road. Maybe your best friend, too. The music is chill, and so is the traffic. You and your friend both look over at each other, and then he puts his head back out the window. Allstate. Here, better protection costs a whole lot less. You're in good hands with Allstate. Click, call, or visit allstate.com to save today.
Allstate and affiliates offer products and services subject to availability, terms, and conditions.
KBLA Talk 1580. We've got a lot to talk about.
KBLA Talk 1580, reminding you, when we fight, we win. Central CSO organizes for the rights of the undocumented, quality public education, and supporting in solidarity other communities seeking social justice. Central CSO stands for Chicano X, Self-Determination, Defending Public Education, and Fighting for All Oppressed People in Boyle Heights and East Los Angeles. Find Central CSO meetings every third Wednesday. Visit online at centralcso.wordpress.com or on Instagram at CentralCS. This is a community call to action from KBLA Talk 1580.
Did you know fixing outdoor leaks can save 27 to 90 gallons of water per day? Even tiny leaks can be huge water wasters. Conserving water starts with a few simple water-saving actions at home and in the yard, like adjusting your sprinklers and adding drip irrigation so you water only where it's needed. We can all do our part to conserve water. Visit SaveOurWater.com for more water-saving tips. Save water, save California.
UNITY!
KBLA Talk 1580, putting the spotlight on culture and community. The Rodney King Foundation works in the community to promote positive race relations and achieve social justice. The foundation provides advocacy, educational scholarships, and the powerful Walk in Love initiative. The Rodney King Foundation seeks a world of hope, tolerance, and social justice where divisiveness has been overcome and all people live together peacefully and harmoniously. Executive Director, founder Laura King is striving to enhance the community's self-esteem, health, health, social services, and social justice locally and worldwide. The foundation is dedicated to continuing the message of Laura's father, the great Rodney King, to promote peace and hashtag get along. For more information, please visit rodneyking.org or call 626-541-2907. This is a community call to action from KBLA Talk 1580.
This is Urban Family Focus with Gerald Smith.
Gerald Smith.
A spiritual and scientific evidence-based self-help program on KBLA Talk 1580.
Welcome back to Urban Family Focus. I'm Reverend Gerald, life coach and addiction counselor. We're having a conversation about The Prison Plumb Line, which is a book written by Yvonne Medley, talking about some good women who found themselves in prison and their struggles to get back into society and become citizens and do some great things with their lives. Yvonne, before we went to break, you were mentioning some statistics. And we also have a caller holding to say something about those things. But I just wanted to mention that I looked up some stuff with the sentencingproject.org, and their report says that Black Americans are incarcerated in prison nearly five times the rate of white Americans. And this is a national rating. One in 81 Black adults is serving time in prison. And you know what state leads that number is Wisconsin. 36 in every one Black adults in Wisconsin is serving time in prison. And there are 12 states that have at least 50% of the prison population is Black. Alabama, Delaware, Georgia, Illinois, Louisiana, Michigan, Mississippi, New Jersey, North Carolina, South Carolina, and Virginia. And last point I want to make is that seven states have the highest Black and white disparity, almost 10 to 1. And guess what state leads that list? California, Connecticut, Iowa, Maine, Minnesota, New Jersey, and Wisconsin. So we know the scales of justice are extremely unbalanced as it pertains to Black folk. And we want to talk a little bit more about that. But let me get to our caller, M.A., who's on line three. M.A., welcome to Urban Family Focus.
Yes, good morning.
Did I pronounce your name right, M.A.?
Emmy is good.
Okay, all right.
Emmy is good. Statement to you is somewhat brief. Your timing couldn't be more perfect. The discussion this morning, Yvonne, how you doing? It's Mildred.
Thank you. Hi there.
Listen, I had the chance. I happened to have been on looking at PBS the other evening, and someone whose name is Gina Clayton Johnson. She's involved with a justice group where her focus is on, you know, the realization and overcoming the struggles with women having so many incarcerated loved ones. That is part of the statistic. And I would think that that's a lot of what's happening with this family, this whole idea of dysfunctional family. In fact, I know it is. And I just wanted to make a comment to that. Perhaps you want to talk about it. I have a comment that talks about the idea of the spiraling statistics on women being incarcerated, or women being so disturbed emotionally and otherwise, being in their predicament. That's what I want to talk about.
Well, thank you, Emmy, for that call, and I'm sure Yvonne will elaborate on those points that you made. Yvonne, go forward with your comments about the disparity and of how women in prison incarceration rates are rising, and what you're doing about it.
Well, thank you. Yes, I was about to say much of what you expressed with that Black are the highest, and then we have Latinos, and at the bottom, there are whites. So we're not getting second chances. We're not getting fair evaluations. And so I feel like the solution to that one thing, I'm working with an organization called Project Eden. And the head of that is a reverend, and who is also an attorney.
And one of the things we talk about, and she really raises, is trying to be safe if you're stopped by the police. Mm-hmm. And she actually says, Reverend Cheryl Gaines is her name, and she actually says, if you're stopped, shut your mouth and live to file a complaint. That's the short version.
That's the short version.
Yeah, so that's if you get stopped, how to try your best to live through it and go forth, and then file that complaint later. Take those notes and do all those kinds of things. This show is one of the solutions, because it's awareness to let folks know that those who have been incarcerated, be patient with them, because they have PTSD.
Mm-hmm.
They have been through something, and they may not be able to express it the way that they need to, because nobody's paying attention to them mental health wise. That you go into the hospital, they turn you right back out.
Exactly.
You know, no evaluation. So compassion is still key. And then search that person without that judgment and see what it is they're good at doing. And that's what happened with me with the prison plumb line. I started to notice the gifts that they had. The lead character in the book, she's actually a composite of two. One was an incredible singer. She could sing Mary J. Blige and Mary, I love you. Come on in this play. Come on in.
Mm-hmm.
She could sing her, you know,
yeah.
Under the bench. And the other was an incredible poet.
You know, there's so much talent there. And like you say, trauma tends to hide, you know, put people in a shell, and they don't know how to get out of it. That's the number one cause of addiction. It's the number one cause of mental illness. And I remind people all the time, and this is not an excuse. The right side or those real conservative folks will say it's an excuse, but it is not an excuse. It's a reality. There is no one on the face of this planet that have endured more trauma than African Americans in this country. No one. I don't care who you are, what you've been through. We have endured more trauma than anybody else. So according to medical science, we all should be zip damn fools and batty crazy. But we're not. We're doctors. We're lawyers. Yep. We're engineers. We're astronauts. We're the best at whatever we do. And that if we have to exclude sports and entertainment, we're still the top whenever we get an opportunity to do something. So as a whole, we should feel very good about ourselves. And that there are solutions out there, like this radio station, the only Black Talk radio station west of the Mississippi. And we're talking about the issues that face our community, and not just talking about them, not just highlighting and complaining about them. We're giving people opportunities to express themselves about them, and we're giving them solutions and action steps they can take to make changes in this life. And that's what you do, and that's why I'm so grateful for you and the work you're doing in the prison ministry. And without giving away the whole story, let's go back to this book and talk about these great ladies that you wrote about.
All righty. I thank you for that. Yes, the lead character is Evie Freeman, and she's a singer, and she doesn't recognized her gift, and she comes in and she just thinks she's the Walking Dead. The five ladies that we see there, if you read the preface of the book, it sets up with how they became incarcerated. And I want you to know that those scenarios are real.
Mm-hmm.
That's how each one of those ladies became incarcerated. And they came in. I watched them coming in feeling like there was no hope, and I saw the transformation. And one or two of them I'm still connected to post their incarceration. I'm very proud of those women. And there is a premise of the book that someone, it's a novella. A novella is shorter than a novel.
Mm-hmm.
And the premise of the book, I owe to a female inmate who was being extradited to another place. And during, after our little study in the jail, she said to me, I hope they pack my Bible. You know, they pack your stuff up. Well, you don't get to pack our stuff up. And I've been making notes in that Bible since we've been having these, you know, these exchanges. And that's how I've been learning. So I hope, and we had that conversation. I never saw her again. But that was the catalyst for this story. It started out as a short story.
Mm-hmm.
And my literary agent, she encouraged me. She said, this because this particular product, excuse me, is self-published. And she said, while I was waiting for my traditionally published book to come out, the very first one, God in Wingtip Shoes, mm-hmm. to come out, she said, go ahead and self-publish something and keep yourself busy. That's what she said. And I did that. And so there's a premise of who, we don't find out who is sharing this Bible, but this Bible has been in jail for decades. And God decides who gets it.
Absolutely, it's going from whoever gets the sale and discovers it gets it.
Yes,
absolutely.
Yes,
absolutely. So, mm-hmm. You know, I was going to say we're going to continue our story about the prison plumb line, but mm-hmm. but before we move forward, I want to remind everybody that Urban Family Focus is brought to you by the Los Angeles Urban League. In an association with Parkside Economic Development Corporation, every Thursday in August, they're bringing back BWARP. And in these sessions that you'll hear, you'll learn from the experts the benefit of ADUs and Airbnbs. You'll get the inside scoop from a successful e-commerce mogul. You're going to discover how to take advantage of what we call the gig opportunities. And you're going to learn to rewire yourself for personal success. So you don't want to miss the topics that are going to be on at 6 p.m. every Thursday in the month of August. And the title of it is More Money, More Money, More Money. So register at laul.org/BWAARP. We're going to continue our conversation with Yvonne Medley when we come forward here on KBLA Talk 1580.
Healthy wives, healthy home, and a healthy community. More of Urban Family Focus with Gerald Smith when we come forward on KBLA Talk 1580.
California, there's mortgage relief. Stick around to find out more. I'm Aisha Cairo, and this is your K-Black Minute News. As always, brought to you by CaliforniaBlackMedia.org. State grants are providing mortgage relief to Californians post-COVID. The California Mortgage Relief Program helps families impacted by COVID-19 save their homes. Many Californians of color have been hit with housing instability and inequity well before the pandemic. Discriminatory housing and lending policies have long prevented the road to home ownership from being a smooth or even attainable process. Yet, it's one of the most effective ways to build intergenerational wealth. While the pandemic did not create these issues, it has compounded them, putting home ownership at risk for many. That being said, the California Mortgage Relief Program is here to alleviate some of that burden. For those who need assistance, apply today at camortgagerelief.org. I'm Aisha Cairo, and we've got a lot to talk about.
The Los Angeles Urban League helps African American and others in underserved communities achieve true social parity, economic self-reliance, and civil rights. For over 100 years, Los Angeles Urban League has ensured our communities have access to careers with living wages, opportunities to start and grow businesses, and clear pathways to personal and professional growth. Programs like BizCamp, Construction Career Academy, BAW Business Ready, and BWARP. The Black Wealth Attainment and Retention Program are examples of the ongoing events designed to make our centennial mission to rebuild Black Wall Street right here in LA a reality. To sign up for our newsletter or to support the Los Angeles Urban League with your time, talents, and donations, visit laul.org. That's laul.org. The Los Angeles Urban League is a proud sponsor of Urban Family Focus Saturdays at 7 a.m. on KBLA Talk 1580.
Nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate. I'm a speed bump. Did you hear what I said? I'm a speed bump. And if you have cut-rate car insurance, the cost to reattach your muffler could really be a bump in the road. So switch to Allstate, save money, and be better protected from mayhem like me.
Based on coverage and limits selected, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. In most states, prices vary based on how you buy. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Now, local businesses can get closer to every customer in their city with fast, affordable shipping. Introducing USPS Connect Local. You want speed? We deliver same or next day. You want savings? We give you supplies at a flat rate. You want less legwork? We do free pickups.
Move your local business forward with the United States Postal Service. Let's connect at usps.connect.com/local. Specific markets, restrictions apply. Same day or next day delivery expected, but not guaranteed with entry close to final destination.
We knew you'd stick around. This is LA's home for progressive talk radio. Be heard. Welcome back to KBLA Talk 1580.
Welcome back. This is Urban Family Focus. I'm Reverend Gerald, life coach and addiction counselor. We're talking about the prison plumb line with Yvonne Medley,
yeah,
who was the author of that novella. And Yvonne, while we were listening to those announcements, it came to me to ask you this question. We talk a lot about compassion. You were talking about how we have to be compassionate about those who have found themselves incarcerated. And, you know, your story is about women who committed, say, nonviolent crimes. They were in the wrong place at the wrong time, made the wrong decision to help their boyfriend or trying to help somebody get out of debt, those kinds of things. But how do you apply that same compassion to those who are in prison for violent crimes and serious offenses?
Well, you know, just like there are reasons and situations that happen to those who were nonviolent, you need to apply the same thing to those who are incarcerated for violent crimes. Some that I have interviewed as a journalist, I did a story on a young woman who she murdered her husband, but she murdered him in the midst of him trying to murder her, beating her. And then she had to go into hiding from everyone, the family and all, to save her life. And I think she was not sent to jail for that. It was self-defense. But things can happen. And even if it's a wrong thing, there was a young man. We took this play behind bars, and we've taken it all sorts of places. It's a traveling play. You all come out and reach out to us and that kind of thing. But it really hit home to the person who allowed it to come into the jail. She said because there was a young 17-year-old fella. He and a friend decided to rob an older gentleman. And in the midst of the robbery, they killed him. They hurt. They fell down. He died or whatever. And that 17-year-old was sentenced to life. The rest of his life, far as I know, he's still there. And he was traumatized. He did a bad thing. And we're not going to excuse it.
Right.
But he could not even express himself. He made himself a little sock puppet, and that's how he would answer the COs. And they just were compassionate and let him do what he could do. And in our play, without even knowing that story, one of the actors developed a character that was like that. We call it Chirp Chirp, and who just was so traumatized. So it's still compassion. You can write letters. You can, you know, I do writing workshops, and writing is something that nobody can tell you not to do.
Right.
So encourage them and pray for them. Their lives are not lost as well.
All lives matter. And I speaking of that judgment on people who've done things wrong, you know, there's a character in scripture who became Jesus's right hand, everything. Her name is Mary Magdalene. And according to what I read, there was nobody worse than her. There was nobody who had made more mistakes than she had. And somehow she ended up being every place he went for the rest of, you know, his days here on this planet. And I encourage people to, you know, you read and you say that you believe a certain thing, you know, apply it to everybody. You know, just because somebody's been down the wrong road doesn't mean that they can't walk the right path. And it's happening every day. So we have to be open to it and do the best we can to help people get back on the straight and narrow.
Yes, yes. And it doesn't mean that you can't benefit from their story. You can learn. Because now they have something.
Yvonne, hold that point. We're going to conclude in a minute when we come forward here on KBLA Talk 1580.
You're listening to the all-new Weekend Lineup of enlightening, encouraging, and empowering talk shows. Exclusively on KBLA Talk 1580. We've got a lot to talk about.
Saturday, July 23rd was a celebration. Maisha Cairo here, and it's your K-Black Minute News. L.A. Mayor and Metro Board Member Eric Garcetti, State Assembly Member Isaac Bryan, Metro CEO Stephanie N. Wiggins, and Crenshaw community leaders, supporters, and residents all hosted a dedication celebration for the Crenshaw LAX Transit Project's Martin Luther King Jr. Station in South L.A. The MLK Jr. Station is one of the most important stations on the K-Line, providing access to major commercial centers, employment, housing developments, and institutional centers. It'll create a new nexus in the Crenshaw District for residents and others looking for equitable access to jobs and opportunities when Metro's new rail line opens later this year. The ribbon-cutting event was also an opportunity for the community to gather around art, dance, music, and a display of a 1950s-era Metro bus. How cool is that? I'm Aisha Cairo, and we've got a lot to talk about.
With no fees or minimums and no overdraft fees, banking with Capital One is the easiest decision in the history of decisions.
Even easier than choosing Slash to be in your band.
Next up for lead guitar. You're in.
Cool.
Yep, even easier than that. With no fees or minimums and no overdraft fees, is it even a decision? That's banking reimagined. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com/bank for details. Capital One and a member FDIC.
Weekdays.
Weekends.
We've got a lot to talk about.
You're listening to KBLA Talk 1580.
Welcome back to Urban Family Focus. Reverend Gerald, Life Coach, talking to Yvonne Medley, author of The Prison Plumline. Yvonne, I'm going to have you come back, because we just at the tip of the iceberg here. We haven't talked about any recommendations or solutions, like eliminating mandatory sentencing, requiring prospective and retrospective racial impact statements for all criminal statutes, and also to decriminalize low-level drug offenses. Those are just a couple of things we can do. And as we were having our conversation about compassion, we want our listeners to know that that compassion stretches across all age ranges, the young, the old. It doesn't matter what age you are or what you're there for. So in the last couple of minutes we have, Yvonne, I want you to spend that time telling people how to get your book and how to contact you for all the services you provide people who may be going through something or have a family member that's in prison and they need some counseling or some help or some suggestions from you.
Yes, thank you. My website is www.yvonnejmedley.com, YVONNEJMEDLEY.com. That's where you can start. It also leads you to my nonprofit, the Prison Plumline. You can get that anywhere. It's in some of the libraries around, but you can get it on Amazon and check it out. It will change your life. Also, my traditionally published novels, God in Wingtip Shoes and Juby Stone Saved by the Vine, they're available wherever books are sold as well, and they're in a lot of libraries. And also you can find that I can, if you like to write, if you decide that you want something to become a book, reach out to me, Medley Management in Prose. I can help you. I can help get you to the finish line, and I can protect you through it all.
Yvonne,
and I just wanted to say, yes.
No, I was going to tell you that we're running out of time, but I want to thank you for taking the time to be with us this morning, and I'm sure you're going to get some of these people reaching out to you, and good luck in the future. Everybody get out and get the Prison Plumline and support Yvonne's great work. This is Urban Family Focus. I'm Reverend Gerald. Black Lives Matter is next.